Hey, greetings, friends. My name's Andy Steele Smith. Friends, as we bask in the gentle afterglow of Easter, I want to share a message that God laid on my heart this week, the King of Kings. Strange, the Bible actually only uses the words King of Kings specifically to describe Jesus twice, in Revelation 17:14 and Revelation 19:16. These passages deserve their own exposition, so I won't delve into them today. However, I do want to highlight the parallels and the dichotomous relationship that Jesus as the King of Kings has to the common view of a worldly king. In the natural world, human kings typically own control and keep their own and control as much of their family's so-called rightful legacy as is humanly possible. However, this is the polar opposite of what Jesus, the King of Kings, did for us. He had everything, ultimately freedom and everlasting life, and he gave it all away for us. He didn't have to die for us, but he chose to. This is the ultimate example of Jesus' model of servant leadership. It's a quintessential example of the upside-down kingdom of heaven. Whilst Jesus was in an earthly sense the King of Kings, he was equally so the servant of all servants, and this contrasts directly with his spiritual kingship. You see, the spiritual realm is the only realm in which the King of Kings shows his power, dominion, and authority. Whilst Jesus performed the greatest ever act of service, he also performed the ultimate act of authority by taking control over all dominions, all powers, and all principalities. All authority on heaven and earth is established by God. However, Christ Jesus, the King of Kings, exercised that authority in the way expected of a king in the heavenly realms. However, in the earthly realm, he confounded his enemies by being the greatest ever servant rather than the greatest ever tyrannical leader. I think we can all agree and be thankful for the dichotomous form of kingship that Jesus showed. And so we and all of Christendom can rightly acknowledge Jesus, our Lord, King, Savior, and the light of the world, as both the servant king and the King of Kings. One of the most profound messages about the King of Kings that I've ever heard is that preached by S.M. Lockwood in 1976. Due to copyright, I can't play it, but I'm going to read it to you instead. Dr. Lockwood's message said in part, "The Bible says he's the King of the Jews, he's the King of Israel, he's the King of righteousness, he's the King of the ages. He's the King of Heaven, he's the King of Glory, he's the King of Kings, and he's the Lord of Lords. Now that's my King." David says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. No mean of measure can define his limitless love. No far-seeing telescope can bring into visibility the coastline of his shoreless supply. No barriers can hinder him from pouring out his blessing. He's enduringly strong, he's entirely sincere, he's eternally steadfast, he's immortally graceful, he's imperially powerful, he's impartially merciful. That's my King. He's God's son. He's the sinner's savior. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He stands alone in himself. He's august. He's unique. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He's supreme. He's preeminent. He's the loftiest idea in literature. He's the highest personality in philosophy. He's the supreme problem in higher criticism. He's the fundamental doctrine and true theology. He's the cardinal necessity of spiritual religion. That's my King. He's the miracle of the age. He's the superlative of everything good that you choose to call him. He's the only one able to supply all of our needs simultaneously. He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and the tried. He sympathizes and he saves. He guards and he guides. He heals the sick. He cleanses the lepers. He forgives sinners. He discharges debtors. He delivers the captives. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. He serves the unfortunate. He regards the aged. He rewards the diligent and he beautifies the meek. Do you know him? My King is a key of knowledge. He's a wellspring of wisdom. He's a doorway of deliverance. He's a pathway of peace. He's a roadway of righteousness. He's a highway of holiness. He's a gateway of glory. He's a master of the mighty. He's a captain of the conquerors. He's the head of the heroes. He's the leader of the legislators, the overseer of the overcomers. He's the governor of governors. He's a prince of princes. He's a King of Kings, and he's the Lord of Lords. That's my King. That's my King. My King. His office is manifold. His promise is sure. His life is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. I wish I could describe him to you. He's indescribable. He's incomprehensible. He's invisible. He's irresistible. I'm trying to tell you the heaven of heavens cannot contain him, let alone a man explain him. You can't get him out of your mind. You can't get him off your hands. You can't outlive him and you can't live without him. The Pharisees couldn't stand him, but they found out they couldn't stop him. Pilate couldn't find any fault in him. The witnesses couldn't get their testimonies to agree, and Herod couldn't kill him. Death couldn't handle him, and the grave couldn't hold him. That's my King. He always has been, he always will be. I'm talking about he had no predecessor, he'll have no successor. There was nobody before him, there'll be nobody after him. You can't impeach him, and he's not going to resign. That's my King, praise the Lord. That's my King. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. The glory is all his. Thine is the kingdom. the power and the glory forever and ever and ever. And when you get through all of the forevers, then amen. Friends, that is my King. I hope and pray that he is yours too today. This is Andy Steele Smith. God bless.